Girl, I can live without Caden for a week. You act like... Izzy let that thought go. She didn't want to admit out loud the pathetic thinness of her dating experience. It wasn't like Rafe didn't know, but there was no reason to reinforce the sad truth. Rafe waggled his eyebrows. You've been spending tons of time with him lately. This will be your first long time apart from him since you stopped pretending you weren't into him. It's kind of like a person starving for years suddenly getting months of great food, then being forced back into starvation. That is the worst metaphor I've ever heard.
Worse than the whale popularity thing the other day?
Izzy nodded. Far worse. He grinned.
That makes me wonder if you've said you loved him yet.
Izzy looked away. This was worse than expected. She would welcome a dragon attack on Austin, or another necromantic invasion. Anything that would stop her from having to discuss her love life with her nosy partner. She didn't want to admit Caden said he loved her. But she had yet to reciprocate. Words held power far beyond any magic she could summon from her hands. She wasn't surprised by Caden's DIA superiors ordering him to check in with them in person. Any investigator dealing with magical threats ran the risk of mind control spells and other subtle dangers. The PDA's annual physical included a screening for unknown spells and curses. This was the perfect time for Caden to head back to DC. They had sent Caden to Austin as part of the federal government's enhanced response to the threat of the Arcane Syndicate. Nobody had heard anything from the Syndicate since January, nor from Hazel Nelson, the vengeance-obsessed witch at the heart of the organization's operations in the city. Every case Izzy and Rafe worked on in the last few weeks amounted to penny-ante nonsense that she didn't think the local cop should have pushed to the PDA. She didn't need DIA tactical or investigative backup for crimes that barely rose above the level of incompetent pranks. Her last case? A theft involving an idiot wizard trying to steal an entire semi-truck and trailer with an invisibility spell, provided the perfect contrast with the deadly Arcane Syndicate incidents. The thieving wizard got caught the first night, before the PDA drones could track him down, when his spell failed over a collision on the highway. The idiot only figured out how to hide the truck without considering how to get something so large safely away when nobody else could see him on the road. Worse yet, he'd stolen the wrong truck. The accident ended with his trailer spilling and filling the highway with pickles rather than diluted healing potions. Izzy doubted the street value of pickles was higher than healing potions. She didn't bother to ask around, but didn't think a secret society of pickle lovers on Earth or Orisaren was paying top dollar for fresh Del Dixies. I talked with Caden the other night. She looked out the window with a smile. If you must know. Rafe chuckled.
He just left. In other words, you can't go a day without hearing his voice? That's impressive.
It's not like that. Izzy groaned. She needed to adjust her strategy. Aren't you projecting?
Huh? What do you mean?
Izzy trailed off as their council screen beeped and an alarm message flashed at the top. She'd never been more grateful for an alert. AHMD. Austin PD is requesting immediate PDA backup. The address is close. Damned close. I'm surprised someone's stupid enough to pull off a major magic crime this close to the PDA building. A single message could change the entire feeling of a day. All her embarrassment over Caden disappeared, replaced by a determination and a desire to protect the citizens of Austin. Izzy skimmed the active hostile magical disturbance alert on the screen, trying to identify other essential details. Rafe glanced her way with a tight frown from the driver's seat. I'm glad you convinced me to go get something to eat before we headed back to the office. This sounds like it's going to get messy. Izzy tapped the address on the console to send the navigation data to a smaller display below. According to the report, the Austin PD has the place surrounded, multiple hostages. They're reporting our out-of-control magical is a traditionalist wizard.
Anyone hurt yet?
Rafe asked. Yes, serious injuries, burns, mostly from fireballs, but no deaths. Izzy frowned. We're lucky we're so close. She raised her hands and chanted a spell. Emergency lights appeared above their car. Rafe accelerated past other vehicles and pulled to the side of the road. The agents couldn't risk waiting too long and having the wizard decide he wanted to take a few non-magical cops down during his rampage.